All right, it's blessed for you guys to join here at HNC International. We're going to be broadcasting from our Axie BTR station here in the city of Plano, Texas. We're going to pull our music back here just a little bit. Make sure we get good clearance in what we're saying here. It's been a while since we actually, well, not a while. We'll be kind of back and forth. We haven't done our main stations on our Axie BTR stations. We just get a chance to, elevate it every now and then. It's a bi-week service that we do here at HNLC, but it's available to you, those who want to call in and be a part of the show. All you have to do is actually, pick up your phone and dial 929-477-1191. As we prepare ourselves to get into the Word of God, I hope you enjoyed the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, earlier today. She was talking about the process of instructions. Well, we're going to kind of get right back into that same type of teaching. But most of you have been joining us for that series. We started back on the 21st after we came back up with an incredible story from the man of God about nutrition. You know, Samuel O'Neill out there in California, him and some of his clients, gave some tremendous testimonies about health. We thank God for him bringing that information to the body of Christ, something that we so well needed here in HNLC, as well as all the rest of the ministries out there in the body of Christ, to avoid some of those obstacles that can hinder us from actually going full force and doing what God has called us to be. We're going to bring Samuel O'Neill back again. We're going to give us some more healthy tips about what we can do, possibly you yourself. Maybe going through some situations in your life, maybe the hymn knowledges, a doctor may have told you something. You know, through the wisdom of God, through the wisdom of what we bring to you to help you to move forward, you can find some solutions how God continue to prolong your life and that you continue to live that healthy life as you continue to go forth and do the work of the kingdom of God. As I said once before, for those who want to call in to be a part of the show, you're more than welcome. It's 929-477-1191. That's available to anybody throughout the continental United States, as well as all different countries. We actually expand in every area of the ministry of the whole world as we continue to expand and do the work that's coming from the kingdom of God. But on this particular morning, we're going to go back into the series. Most of you have dealt with us. We have been talking about the process of wisdom. And that we went back over a little bit of that, talking about the wisdom this morning over there in our morning early bird show, which is always a good word that's coming from the kingdom of God over there. I'm going to pull my music back here a little bit before we get ourselves on the way, get going here. But we talked about wisdom, you know, how we dealt with the area of wisdom and how wisdom is one of the, you know, one of the things that we have to be able to recognize. You know, we talk about wisdom, the gift allows a person to understand the things and the points of God from God's point of view. But we're going to kind of push ourselves when we go into the area of understanding. You know, we talk about understanding before we open up. We want to open up with prayer. We want to declare the word of God. As he continues to give us reverence and understanding, wisdom is coming from his kingdom, that we may, in the process of gaining wisdom, we'll get good understanding about how the gift and the process of Holy Spirit work, not for men, but from the Holy Spirit. Father God, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you for this opportunity as we come before your throne. So honorable, Father God, that you gave us the privilege to be able to listen in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say that's coming from your kingdom. Father, we ask you to bless it, anoint it, declare it, and decree it. Father God, let it be a word that's going straight forth, Father God, and let it set down every obstacle and every hindering force to try to come against that which you declared in this particular time and season, the state we're living in as of right now, that we may be blessed as men and women of God to go forth, have all that you desired for us to have. When you came here, Father God, you've done the work, which is a finished work on the cross, and you laid down your life in the physical sense that you may continue to sit on the right-hand side of your Father and intercede on our behalf through the Holy Spirit. As we meet you, Father God, as the man of God, Pastor Von Peek says, we got to meet him. But the physical work is done. He's not going back on the cross. The physical work is done. Now we intercede with him on the physical part in terms of us being able to intercede with the Holy Spirit and him interceding with us and let him know which direction we need to go in. So, Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you for this opportunity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord. Amen. Well, let's look at the Word of God here. We talk about the process of understanding. Let's get a real good understanding about understanding. You know, when my father ever told me something, he always said, well, you understand me? I said, yeah, I understand you. And he made it very clear that we need to understand his instructions and what he have told us or said to us in the process. Knowing 13 kids, so he had to make sure we really got a good, clear understanding about what he was telling or saying to us, because he didn't want to repeat himself. But in the process with Christ, he's constantly there with us, asking us for the first part of this particular seven-part series that we've been dealing with, wisdom. Now, we go back to wisdom. It coincides with understanding, because we really want to make a good, we really want to make this closely understood. As a player who goes into the huddle, hears a play, goes out, runs his particular route, position, or whatever it is he's called, he got to make sure, despite of whatever is going on the other side or around someone else, he has to do his job. Corporation, businesses, family man, whatever it may be. You know, mother, my dad used to tell us, you know, stay in your own yard. In other words, stay in your own yard. Don't try to be so much to try to. If you're going to help somebody, go help them with love, help them with, you know, the wisdom, and correct them in such a way that it'll be lovable, that it'll be receivable, to the point that, you know, you don't come in thinking yourself of being something that you're not. But you come in with the understanding of wisdom and know that, hey, look, Lord, help me to understand, to send somebody who will help me continue to walk in a way that you want me to walk. Understanding. Before we get an understanding, we're talking about understanding. It deals with the second gift of the Holy Spirit. Most of them say it's the first. Most of them say it's the second. But we understand the process of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we're talking about the knowledge of the knowing these processes of the gifts. You know, understanding. We talk about, you know, love. We talk about all this stuff, but we're talking about a different area. We know the Word of God talks about the first, you know, principle of knowing Christ is the love. You've got to love, you know. We read that in the book of Galatians as we creep over here, because we don't want to get any kind of misunderstanding from anyone, sidetrack them in any other way, because many people come to try to divert the Word in such a way you teach it, and they want you to be the way they wanted to teach it, but God gives you a different way. I tell this to everybody who runs track. God distributes the Holy Spirit to everybody differently. It's for us to come together and be able to sharpen each other with wisdom and understanding from each other, not to condemn, not to tear down, but bring something to relevancy, to the point that we may know and understand and realize that God called us to be complete in the gift that we have, not beating down no one else's gift, not beating down no one else's knowledge, not beating down nobody else's call, but try to come together and help them in what they're called to do. The Word of God talks about this over here in the book of Galatians before going back over here to the area of Proverbs and looking at some area about understanding. The Word of God gives a good sound word right here in the book of Galatians. He say, but I say, walk in the Spirit, that you not fulfill the lust and desires of the flesh. Now, he said the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Now, these are contrary. This is a division. Understanding has to come in when there's a division. When you're bipartisan, you don't know which way to go. The Bible said, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, he give to him what liberally. If I don't know something, then I ask somebody who will tell me and help me, not condemning, not beating down, not subjecting me, but helping me to understand. There was something my dad told me to do, and I didn't understand it. He said, come here, let me show you how you're supposed to do it. If I need to know it again, he'll show me again. But we ought to understand that we want to get a good understanding. We want to hear first time. It says in verse 17 of Galatians chapter 5 and 17, the flesh lusts against the Spirit. As a law, Paul talks about in the book of Romans 7 and 15, you know, that thing that he thought was right but wasn't right. But now he content to himself as being of the law. And when he became of the law, he said he was a man that was wretched. So he needed the wisdom and direction and guidance through the Holy Spirit to guide him into all truth. And that we may know and understand that we bring ourselves together with like-minded people who's willing to put us in a position where we need to be to help us, not condemn us. For the Word of God said, the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. That's a division. They're not lining up. He said, contrary, that one to another, that those are two things that can't go together. Oil and water. You can't mix it. So that you cannot do the things that you would. Now, the reason he said you don't want to do the things you did because you don't want to consent to the law. You want to consent to the Spirit. Because when we renege or rebel against the Spirit of God, then we go to do our own way. And that's the carnal way. The Word of God says it's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is what? You're out of here. It's death. I wouldn't say the physical death, but the things you have to go through before you really come back to understand who you need to trust and where you're going. But he said, if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. So he lets you know your way is the law way. You don't want to go that way. That's the way that seemeth right. Proverbs 3:5, lean not to your own. Acknowledge what God and all his what way. There's a direction he has in store for you. So he goes over and talks about all the different attributes that a person who walks in the law. Now, the works of the flesh, he talks about manifest adultery, fornication. He goes on down here to the 21st verse, envy, strife, murder, drunkenness. One want to go through this reverie. You can read it on your own time. I'm just putting you in a position where you can read it. But he goes back and he said, but the fruits of the Spirit. Now, listen to what he says. The fruits of the Spirit. We're not talking about the gifts of the Spirit. We're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, you come back over here. And you look over the book of, talking about the gifts of the Spirit. You're talking about wisdom. Wisdom deals with the fact of understanding things from God's point of view. In order for the wisdom to allow a person to recognize the truth. Notice what I'm saying. It allows you to recognize the truth, where it's coming from, and how you perceive it to be true. It's almost like the spirit of discernment. If somebody says something to you, and you know it's not right, and it sounds too educational, sounds too booky, like a booker, a reader, you know, it's not spiritual, because the Word of God says, John 4:24, spirits recognize spirits. They're not going to rebel against one another. They're going to emerge with one another. So when someone says to you that's quite not right, and it doesn't sound like it should, but it sounds to the point of a doctrinal sense, a educational sense, then you go, that question mark, the little cartoons comes up over here, So you're going to look into it. When you look into things, this is what we always should do. Even as I'm speaking here, you want to look into this word. You don't want to take my word for granted. Not only take it for granted, you want to take it to to your soul. You want to check it before it go in. You want to filter it through the Holy Spirit. Everything that I say has got to be tested, that it align up with the Spirit. That's what the Word of God say. If this thing be of God, that Paul talked about in the book of Acts and deals with the Sanhedrins, and Gamaliel comes in, he speaks about the process some time ago. He killed off the prophets, and on that Acts 5, on that 34 through 39, and Gamaliel begins to speak up on the behalf of the prophets who came before, and he makes it very clear, if this thing be of God, if there be a man, it'll fall. If this thing be of God, you'll find yourself fighting against God himself. You cannot win. Well, when we recognize the truth, a person with a gift of wisdom is able to take the truth and use it to glorify God, chosen by God's solutions into his problems. We're here to solve God's problems. We're used by the Holy Spirit down here on earth, become to be ambassadors, Genesis 1:26, supremacy, power, dominion, authority, placed down here on earth with the ability to know to coincide with Christ, who's on the right-hand side of the Father, interceding, not coming back doing the work, but interceding spiritually through him to guide us into all directions. But we got this, as Dr. Von Peek said, we got to meet him. But he's never coming back doing the physical work on the cross. He's never going back to the process of what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's on the right hand of the Father, interceding from where he is. That's how the power of the Spirit is greater in you. So he said, the greatness is in you than he did in the world. So God's given you the ability to have the image of him and have the power and authority to speak things, according to Romans 4:17, to call things that be not what they were. Glorify God by choosing God's solutions and problems. Choosing by what? God's solutions and problems, meaning his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment. All those things are in the position where you'll be at to understand when you're walking in the kingdom of God. Now, he talked about understanding. Understanding. That was wisdom. Glorify God's choice or his chosen godly solutions. That's wisdom. The gift of allowing God to go through you and understand his point of view, or listen to him from his point of view, not yours. Go back to a man, you know, if a man, which way it seemed right to a man, but the end. Death. Solomon's situation ponders on the book of Proverbs. He uses wisdom. Understanding this particular part of the gift of the Holy Spirit. People sometimes have a hard understanding. And they ponder on things. You know, they intend to find themselves different from each other, you know, different from things. You know, how is it different from wisdom? It is different from wisdom. While wisdom is the desire to be complete, you know, That's to complete the thing of God, an understanding, allowing to grasp, you know, the limit ways, or the limitless ways of God, the very essence of the truth. You know, this is what we're talking about, understanding the ways of God, knowing Him, being like Him, be just like God. Don't count it robbery to be just like Him. That's what Paul talks in the book of Galatians. Count not robbery to be just like God, but we're not to put ourselves above God, to think ourselves of many more higher than we ought to think. We ought to make ourselves available to Christ that we may understand and realize the point and the work we're doing. We're here to be on earth to be able to display ourselves as being ambassadors, to be able to perform that which is coming from the kingdom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. We forgive our debt. We're bringing the kingdom down here on earth. Even with some of the things we deal with, not understanding all the things we need to understand, we ask God, we seek, we look to Him. We look for Him to direct us. Remember, when we look at wisdom, we want to look at it from God's point of view. The gift of wisdom, the ability to take the truth and use it to glorify who? Not man, but God. Doesn't matter if you got 20, 30, 40, 50. If you can just get one, all the kingdom of God rejoices. Bickering, complaining, fighting, comparing, it's not to the point of what we do at this ministry. We don't mind coming together and being with people who really want to help iron out the word and talk wisdom to us. But when a man speaks down on you to the point he looks below you, that's not the place you need to be. Anytime you're on the field as an athlete, and I understood, anytime a person comes to belittle you, it's either two things you do. You know, if they come at you the wrong way, on the field, you're going to knock the head off, or you're going to stand up to the challenge. Or you're going to play, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Or you're going to get away from around that thing or find a way, a preventative measure during the course of time you're practicing, how you can stop that individual continue to come on you and stop the position that you're in. Practicing the word of God. We hadn't dealt with counsel yet, but it deals in the area of counsel, the gifts of right judgment. You know, we're going to get to that, you know, probably on Wednesday, you know, because we got some things we got to take care of tomorrow morning. Kind of be away from the, but you'll still hear the services going on here. The Bible says once again, let's look at the word understanding. Let's look at all that's in understanding. Understanding, faith. Let's look at faith, you know, understanding. Faith is a gift of God. Faith is allocated by who? Not by us, by God. It's allocated by God. Allocated. You got to have faith, but it's given to you by God. God said, have faith. Have faith in God. Faith is awakened by the word of God. The word, it's alive and quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God said, faith empowers us to receive the Spirit of God. Notice what we're saying here. Faith empowers us to see what? To see the Spirit of God. We want to make sure we don't want to have it. We want to see it. We want to know it. We want to feel it. Faith has got to be something present in you. To walk in faith and not by sight. You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Let's take a look at something here. We're talking about the process of different area, the insights of just dealing with understanding, or dealing with the basis part of having the gifts of that particular understanding, which I call the second gift in the what the gifts of the Spirit. I ain't saying anything about, you know, we talk about the process of dealing with the process of over in chapter 21 or 22. We talk about the fruits, but we talk about gifts, the gifts of Spirit. Some people say they're the same, some people say not. Well, no, I'm not going to get that different stuff. I'm going to look. Well, all understanding, read and hear what the Word of God is telling you. The Bible says He gave each and every one of us a measure of faith. God is going to let you know through the Holy Spirit that what you're doing is not right. And He's going to give you the solution as you come before men and women of God will help you in the right way. Not condemn you, not to put you down, not to faint you, but to help you. So many times we have people want to be so corrected or so right, but then look who it's coming from a man. They just as messed up as you are. So you got to depend on the Spirit. Now, I ain't saying God don't bring burden to land. I mean, Moses was a great man. Ezekiel was a great man. Elisha were great men, but they also was condemned to spirit. Which is called, to sin. See, everybody's got a point to know sin. Go back to Romans, it tells us. Romans 3 tells us we are all unprofitable. We are all unfitting. That Romans 3, chapter Romans 3, 9, 10, 11, we're all unprofitable. He goes on down to the 23rd verse in Romans I think of Romans 3:23. He said, we were all just unfit. We was all messed up. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. But in the process of getting the Holy Spirit, we need to get wisdom, get good understanding, get good counsel. As I said, we ain't got the counseling yet. But we need to understand. To get counsel, you got to understand the type of counsel you have. Wisdom will lead you to understanding. When you understand, then you got to be guided. You got to have some counsel, the right judgments. The third gift of the Holy Spirit. The perfection of the value of that is very important in everyone's life. The counsel of spiritual truth of the gift that God has given you. We talk about the fivefold, we talk about the apostle, we talk about the prophet, we talk about the evangelist, the pastor, teacher. But hold on, that's not the only thing in the body of Christ. The laymen are just as strong as the gifts. Because we got the fivefold to keep the things in the body of Christ, it said in the book of Ephesians, that bring to the unity of the body, the perfecting of the work of the body of Christ. But under those different gifts, under the gifts of the apostle, under the gifts of the prophet, under the gifts of the evangelist, the pastor, teacher, there's unities under there. There's entities under those giftings. So we're not just looking at the fivefold structures ahead. You know, now everybody wants to be a DR. Everybody wants to be doctors. You know, I didn't see that in the Word of God. But anyway, we won't get on to that. But coming back to the area, we're talking about the process of dealing with the area of understanding. Faith is a gift of God. Now, we can look at the word of the book of Ephesians. Let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. And Ephesians is a long, strong verse dealing with us. It's been just in the first part of Ephesians, chapter 2. Brings a lot of clarity to what we are and who we are, how we all was messed up in our sins and our trespasses. But God, rich in his mercy and grace, for he loved us. The word of God says over in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace we are saved. Grace we are saved through faith. Through faith. And not ourselves. It is a gift of God. It's not something that you earned. It's a gift to you. It's given to you. By grace we are saved. Through faith. And we're not ourselves. It is a gift. A gift is not something you earn. It is something given freely, an expression of love. Well, where he loves us. See, the fruits are different from the gifts. You know, you look at it, you look at love. The gift is love. You know, God said, Christmas coming up, I'll give him a gift. You're thinking about that particular individual. Not just on the day of gift giving and Christmas. You're supposed to think about this every day. And not only that, you're supposed to think about everybody like that. You're supposed to have that kind of compassion toward everyone around you. We talk about the faith of, faith is allocated by God. We talk about the area of Romans. You could get Bible, but you go to the book of Romans. For those who are following us close, you go to the book of Romans. You turn over to the book of Romans. I'll be Romans 3. Romans give us a whole lot of good information if you turn my Bible with you to Romans. Take our time to look at this, because this is very important what we're looking at. Romans chapter 3. Turn your Bible to Romans chapter 3. I got my pages marked so I might get there a little quicker than you are, because I've been studying on this and working at this and looking at it and reading and pondering it. Look at that. I'm not just coming up top of your head, my head on this. I'm telling you that this is what I'm giving you, that's coming from him, that's to me to give to you. Look at Romans, talking about faith is allocated. Allocated. Now we're going to, I want you to hold Ephesians, because we're going to go back to Ephesians 9, because we'll make sense of this. Every child of God is granted a measure of faith, allocated. Romans 12, look at Romans 12. Go down to Romans 12. Look at Romans 12:3 for those who are turning. The Bible's good. As I say, I might get there a little quicker to you, but I'm going to give you some time to get there. Romans 12, got Romans 12, and it's got Romans 3. You guys there? Let's look at Romans 12:3. Let's make sure we get a good understanding of what we're reading here. We just don't want to go through stuff just saying stuff. You know, 12:3. Okay, with that? Okay, let's go. Romans 12:3 says it like this. For I say, though the grace is given unto me, to every man that is among you. The grace says, even though he gives a gift, it's not for you to boast on your gift. It's not for you to tear down anyone else in their gifting. I say to you that through grace, unto you, every man that is among you, do not think of himself. Look what he didn't say. You can't think high. He said, just don't think more sedity, more conceited Don't boast on what you have, your things, your possessions. You did this thing going about the preachers and all this L.A. and all this stuff. Not think yourself highly than the altar thing, but think soberly. Be humble in what you're thinking. Don't think of yourself because God gave you a little something that you look at that you can go down and tear down another man or another woman and what they're doing. If you're going to help them, help them. If you're going to not, then leave them alone. You know, most of you all tell me, if you ain't got anything good to say, don't say nothing at all. And one of the things I learned, when you see people lacking in some areas of their faith or some area in their walk or their teaching, then, hey, look, let me tell you something. Let me show you something. Let's look at something together. It's not for you to be able to see that there's too much battling going on in the body of Christ. People try to be so defensive about what they know and what they do to try to make another man's wisdom and knowledge of what he has seems weakened. It's just like on the field. I can't talk about another person's position if they mess up in a corporation or business. If somebody's on the job doing something a little bit better than I am, they advance more than me, I still can't look down on them, or they can't look down on me. Because the same opportunity, God said, who I put up, I can put down. See, you're not to look at anybody else because you've been elevated in a certain area of life to think yourself as being more high. See, a lot of people don't want to hear this. You get to this measure, you feel like you're a little bit more conceited. Believe me, I know what it means to come down. I know what it is to bring down. Believe me, I know what it is to be at the bottom. I mean, I'm talking about the bottom, bottom, bottom. I'm talking about the food, no bottom, the house, no bottom, the home, no bottom. I know what the bottom is. Most people know what the bottom is. Just somebody saying verbal language about you, that's not the bottom. God will bring you down to show you what he desires for you to have. He'll bring you out. He'll put you in your desert to let you realize you're going to have to depend on him. And he's the only one who can bring you out. Go with me to the book of Ephesians. Go back to the book of Ephesians. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians over there in Ephesians chapter 2 and 9. Let's look at this once again, Ephesians 2 and 9. Let's get some understanding about Ephesians 2 and 9. Ephesians 2 and 9, first he says on Ephesians chapter 2, about the process in the 8th verse, you know, the grace is given through faith and not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God. It's from God. 9th verse says, not of works. Look here. Not of works, lest any man should boast. See, they say your work's not good, but if you boast on it, it ain't no good. If you don't boast of what Christ has done to him on the cross, then it ain't no good. Not of works. Not of what men look in terms of his structure and his design, his name, the titles. It's not a work. It's a gift. Remember, go back over to the book of Ephesians. Go back to the 8th verse. It's by grace that you are saved. By grace. Meaning he said you wasn't even fit. None of us was fit. Only Christ himself. None of us was able to be able to match up to the measure or be able to drink the cup of what you drank when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Everybody had a measure. Everybody's given some port or some part of their life. But what we have right today is everybody always look one way as if one person is better than the other. No, that's not true. God made everybody in his own image. With his own image, it's like a squad, baseball, football, back. Everybody got their own talents. Michael Jordan wasn't the only one to go to the NBA. LeBron James wasn't the only one good at the NBA. He had to have a good team around him. And everybody on the team, though they made mistakes, but he made mistakes still. It's based on you. It's not based on what the public opinion is, although they sway and play a big role in some people's lives because they don't know where they're walking. Whenever people can persuade your gift in what you're doing, then that's not a gift of God. Moses looked at the impossibility and complained about why he couldn't go on speech impediment. God said, no, you're going to go. You know, I'm going to send your brother Aaron. He's going to help you. You know, and all these things took place. All these things, look at Joshua. You look at the Jericho wall. I mean, you look at Gideon. I mean, God has put things in position to make you believe and understand it's going to be him and nobody else. This is why he lets you know, understand about the things that are in you. It's really more than what you can see. Paul says, eyes have not seen. What is it, 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter? That particular, what is it, that 9th verse? For it is written, the word of God is already in place. For it has been written that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart. What do you say? Any man, the things that God has what in store for them that what love him. It's the love of Christ that surpasses all men's understanding, that you may be able to receive all the genuine riches that God has in store for you. Remember now, we're still dealing with the area of talking about the seven gifts. On this particular seven gifts, we are just on the second part of talking about understanding. Within understanding comes all the principles of understanding. Faith is a gift of God. Faith is allocated by God. Every child of God, look at, is granted a measure of faith. We read in Romans 2, we wrote in Romans 12 and 3. We saw it already. We just looked in Ephesians 2 and 9. It's not yours, it's his. The Bible declares when you look over here, you deal with understanding on that particular area, the second teacher, this particular teacher we're teaching in. He said faith is allocated, or it is awakened by the word of God. We looked at verse 2, faith is allocated by God, but faith is awakened by the word of God. The Bible says, according to the book of Ephesians, the word is quick and sharp. It's like a two-edged sword, able to sever both mind and body and spirit, soul, body, and spirit. Listen to what it says here. Let's look back over in the book of Romans. Let's go back in the book of Romans for a minute. Let's look at Romans. Let's go to Romans 10 and 17. The Bible talks about Romans 10 and 17. Now, I'm going to get there faster, you guys, because I already got my scriptures marked. You might already know what it's saying. But not only just going by it and because you know it off the top of your head, go ahead and move to the scripture. Just because you know it doesn't mean you got to move there. This is the biggest mistake men make in their life because they keep looking at the top of their head. The Bible said to let her kill it. But the spirit is life. The more you read that scripture, even though you know it, you're going to see something different. If you keep on reading Romans 10 and 17, he's telling you something over and over again. Notice what he says in Romans 10 and 17. If you go down and look at it, and just keep thinking about it. And just keep reading through it. Just keep reading it. Sometimes one word can cause you to shift your whole dimension, your whole paradigm. It can shift you in a whole different region of understanding. The word of God says in Romans 10, look at 17. Look at what it says. Look what it says in Romans 10, 17. Notice how he says it. He says, so then, that means I'm making you aware. So then, faith, look here, it's an ET, it's commenced by hearing. Paul speaks of 1 Corinthians. What does it say in 1 Corinthians? Second chapter. In that particular ninth verse, it is written. The eyes, he talked about the physical part, the five senses. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. But the word of God said it doesn't come through a physical hearing, it comes through a spiritual hearing. That's what he said in the book of Romans, Romans 10 and 17. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of what? God. Think about that. You got to hear spiritually. You take the word of God, you take it, you go over to what we call the Amplified Version. You look at a good breakdown about the Amplified Version. Now, we're going to get out of here. We can't stay too long. We got some things that we need to take care of. I'm quite sure you do as well. But it goes over to the Amplified Version. That's kind of creep over. The whole, you have your concordance, whether you have your iPads, laptops, whatever. Let's creep over to the book of the Amplified Version. Let's look at Romans 10, 17 in the Amplified Version. Notice it's Romans 10, 17 in the Amplified Version. Let's read what it says here. He says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Now, this is what it gets a parenthesis at. What is told. What is told. Go back to me to the area talking about the gifts of understanding. Look what it says about the gifts of understanding. A gift of seven. Seven gifts of understanding. The understanding. Look here. Understanding through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Something you have heard, understood. You have pondered, pronounced. And the difference between what you hear from a verbal and performing it through spiritual. Because now it takes back up the wisdom. Wisdom gets you to understand, not from your point of view, but from God's point of view. Wisdom is a desire to complete a thing of God, not of you. That's why you can't do it your way. That's why the word of God said it's a gift of God. Lest any man should boast. When you do things your way, you got your own structure, you got your own design, you got your own engineered the way you think it's going to go. Go back to the book of Acts. Go look at the book of Acts. Go back to the book of Acts. Now, they don't want you to put this in your notes. Go back to the book of Acts, chapter 5. You look around that 36 to around the 39th. That's when Paul begins to deal with the Sanhedrin Council. He begins to talk to them. Deal with the Sanhedrin Council. He talked about how some time ago, Thaddeus and these men came along, proclaimed to be men of God. They slayed them, beat them, and ran them off. But now there's a different group that's coming in. The word of God declares, refrain from these men. He said, test this word. What did he say about test the word? He said, if this thing be of man, it'll fall. But if it be of God, you'll find yourself fighting to God himself, and you cannot win. Go back to understanding. Understanding is something that's heard. they're heard. Something that's heard. It's heard time and time over again. It's heard and understand. It's pondered on. It's a different way of wisdom. While wisdom desires a complete thing of God, understanding always grasps the last limit ways of assurance of the truth of faith. Through understanding, we gain incredible insights of belief and move beyond in faith. Go back to the word that talked about understanding the area of faith. I got to get out of here. We got to go. Faith awakens. Faith is awakened by the word. The word is alive. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. We see that right there in Romans 10 and 17. Your faith coming by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. Coming by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. We speak the word of faith, confessing with our mouth, believing in our hearts. That's what Romans 10, 8, 9 tells us. What saith thou the word of God? Well, it's in our mouth. It's in our heart. I mean, your heart of understanding. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, that 17th verse down to the 20th verse, he said that your eyes may be, that the eyes of your heart be enlightened. You no longer see through the physical. You see through the spirit. You see through the heart of what God has implanted into you. Remember, the word of God declared the creed of in the book of Luke when he came off the fields. The Pharisees looked for accusation to accuse Christ because they couldn't find anything. And then the disciples who plucked the buds of the grains and ate, and then they thought they had them. You see, your disciples plucked the grains from the heads of the buds without washing their hand. Well, that was a Pharisaic thing. Because the Pharisees feel like if you didn't wash your hands to the left one way or to your right one way, if in a certain way you didn't sit right, if you didn't tie your robe right, you was considered being, you know, not of the way in terms of called tradition. See, they were stuck in tradition. And this is the way man do you right now. The word of God can come at you so quick, so hard, and so swift that it'll mesmerize the man of an educator who will look at the word from a commentary standpoint of view, or an educated point of view, and he'll look at me, you, and somebody else, we met my wife teach, they say, well, that's not right. That's not right. Because he hadn't come to opening his mind to what the power of God can do and being different from different areas of teaching. The only thing he knows, he's wanted his way. And his way is the right way. And he'll lead everybody around to believe that what you're saying is wrong. The same thing they did with Jesus Christ. They looked at Jesus as if he wasn't adequate, that he wasn't the Son of Man. They're going to look at you the same way. They're going to look at you if you ain't got what it takes to get an overflow for the kingdom of God. My man of God, let me tell you, faith empowers us to receive God's Spirit. Receiving the promise through the Spirit. Galatians 3, and that particular 14th verse talked about that. After then, we are begotten of the Word and born of the Spirit. Father God, I thank you. I bless you. I honor you on this day and time. As you come forth and bring the Word to your people, not all the time, but give a chance to come on our BTR station, but we thank you for this time, this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ and now. Father, it's a declared Word. It's a decree Word that comes through the Spirit. Watch you, Father God, you continue to watch over it. Look over it, keep us as we go out and do the very things we need to do on this coming Monday. Father, we ask you to hedge us with the protection, the power of your Holy Spirit. As we continue to go forth and back, where we're going, Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to look over us. And if there's anyone who suffered through any kind of illness or sicknesses in their body, before we go off the line, you got the ability to call in just by pushing your number one button. And that gives us the opportunity to pray for you. The number to call in is 929-477-1191. The power of God is always moving with understanding and wisdom, but you can't set back on it. You got to receive it. For those who want to hear the word, it's always an opportunity here at HNLC to hear the word of God. To my beautiful wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, who always bringing a magnificent word, not because of what we call a physical standpoint, but a spiritual standpoint of view. Remember, Paul looked at the thing totally different. Paul said, man, it's a way that seems right. In this particular area of Romans 4 and 17, he did really think about it. I mean, 5 and 17. And he talked about it's a way that seems like. I think that's 4 and 17. I think that's Romans 4 and 17. When Paul got into that divisive measure about there, about it's a way that he thought that was right with God. But then he looked at it again. Then God said the way he was doing it was physical because his mind was so corrupt. I think that's 7:15. I'm quoted between 4:15. I believe it's 7:15. I believe it's 7:15. Paul began to speak to them. I think I'm hitting it right on 7:15. I think I'm right there. But Paul began to be confused in who he was designed and engineered to be, not because of the fact that he didn't know, This is when he was living in his kernel state, and he was going in the process of being a man of God, fully persuaded by the word of God. He was in that battling stage. Like some of us sometimes, we first come into the body of Christ, we first learn about the spirit, we were kind of confused. The devil want to keep us off balance. But I'm telling you, man of God, when you jump over to the other side and stay there, despite of the challenges, despite of the orange cone, despite of the situations, despite of the circumstances, and just depend on God and know that what he's telling you is true, then you don't have to rely on anybody else. You know, if they're going to line up with you and go right with you to help you go where you're going, then fine. If not, don't get into the rinky dink. You know, don't find yourself tossed and turned and drifted by because of a man's name, title, and position. You do what God has called you to do. If it lines up what God wants you to be, then you be there. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church. It's always a blessing for you guys to be with us here at HNLC. We thank God for this opportunity to be before you, and we ask you to continue to, hey, look, as my wife said, make it a great day. Have a blessed day. God bless you guys.